Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about two extremes that can happen with a saltwater pool and a saltwater generator. The first extreme is that the pH is really high in the pool, and I'll cover some of these aspects of why that is. And the other extreme is that the chlorine level gets to a point where when people go use the pool and they get out, their bathing suits are bleach white, they have holes in it, their eyes are irritated, and that's from having too much chlorine being produced. So I'll go over both of these issues for you here today. Pool Service Pro. Open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. And I'll start with the overproduction of chlorine because that's an easy one to address and something that many people don't realize when they have the saltwater generator. So you've heard me talk here many times about always buying an oversized saltwater generator for your pool. If you have a 20,000 gallon pool, I would not buy the Pentair IC20, which is rated for 20,000 gallons, because then you're going to have that running continuously to produce enough chlorine for that pool. I would go with an IC40 or an IC60. The same thing if you have a 10,000 gallon pool. I would not go with maybe a Hayward T3, which I think is rated for like 10,000 gallons. I would go with the Hayward, whatever that one is for the 40,000 gallon pool. I can't remember offhand. But again, you just want to get the larger salt cell. And this will also help with the secondary problem, which is the high pH that's produced by a saltwater generator. So this will come in handy having a larger system. And the bigger system you can get, the better, I think. Of course, the price point goes up every time you go higher with the system, so keep that in mind. So too much chlorine is something that happens a lot with saltwater generators because basically it's like a little chlorine factory and it's producing chlorine at a level that, you know, you can't add that much sometimes to the pool that the generator can make. What I'm saying is basically if you have trichlor tablets in the floater or in maybe an inline chlorinator, it can't produce enough chlorine as much during the day as a saltwater generator can, because it's actually generating the chlorine at the source, which is the salt cell, and it's injecting it back into the pool. And if you have your saltwater system, and let me just give you the example. Let's say you have an IC40, you have a 15,000 gallon pool, and you have that at full output, which is 100%. And let's say you run that for 12 hours a day. And this is, for sake of argument, let's say you're just running it at 3,100 RPMs, that whole 12 hours and splitting hairs, but I know I just want to give you a pretty good number and a good idea of how much chlorine is being produced. So if it's at 100% output, running at almost full speed, and normally if you run the IC40 at 100% for 24 hours, it's going to make 1.4 pounds of chlorine. So if you have a 15,000 gallon pool, and you run it for 12 hours a day, almost at full speed, you'll produce about half of that, which is half of 1.4 pounds of chlorine. So that's 22 ounces if it's going all day long, and about 11 ounces if you're running it half a day. So you're putting in 11 ounces of pretty much pure chlorine, and it's pretty equivalent to 12.5% liquid chlorine. And so if you test the pool and you're at 3 parts per million, and the next day, if you don't swim in the pool or do anything, you'll be at 4 parts per million because it takes about 15 ounces of 12.5% liquid chlorine to raise your pool from 3 parts per million to 4 parts per million. And let's say it's not quite the peak of summer yet, so the UV index isn't too high, so it's not burning off tremendously. And if you do this continuously for the whole week long and you're not really losing chlorine. Now, Bob Lowry states that you lose about 1 parts per million of chlorine as you go through the peak of summer. So if you're in Texas at 100 degrees out, UV index is high, figure to lose about 1 part per million per day. So at this point, you're probably just replenishing the chlorine with the salt system running at this rate. So it's not a big deal during the time of year when the pool is being used and when the UV index is high because you're actually burning some chlorine. But if you're maybe in April or even May in some parts of the country, the water temperature is not that high, and you're just having your output set at a normal rate, you're going to be increasing your parts per million in that pool to a point where eventually it's going to get to about 10, 12, 15 parts per million if you don't dial it down and adjust it. And that's why it's important when you have a saltwater pool to test the pool weekly. At the least, if you have pool service, they're going to test it every week. But you want to make sure that you can adjust that saltwater generator, and it's always different in every part of the season. In, you know, the beginning of summer, you're going to have reduced the output. And then during summer, you may have to increase the output. But basically, if you leave it unchecked and you just have the output going, and as my example here, 100% output, 12 hours a day, 15,000 gallons of water, where much of it's not really burning off because you're not using the pool and the UV index is low. In about 2 weeks, you're going to be over 10 to 12 parts per million in chlorine. And in some cases, if the pool is smaller and you have a larger system, I've seen chlorine levels high enough to where even the Taylor K2006 can't even read it. And that's over 20 parts per million or 25 parts per million. And this can happen if you don't keep an eye on it. I think one of the hardest things to realize with a saltwater generator is the constant adjustments that you have to do with the output during different parts of the season. Now, once you get 1 or 2 years in with it, it's pretty easy, and you can figure out that, you know, in March, April, May, before summer starts in my area at least, keep the output low, and then the chlorine level will maintain itself at 3 or 4 parts per million. And then in the summer, you want to boost up the output or run the pool longer, however you want to do it. And then you want to make sure that as summer tapers down, that you also taper down the saltwater output. Now again, you'll learn all this as you use the saltwater generator, but a lot of times you're not paying attention and the chlorine level is going to be rising every day if you don't adjust the output, especially when the season changes, going from warmer weather to colder weather. Now, if the chlorine level is at 20 parts per million, a lot of people will try to reduce it. And there's a chemical, and it's sometimes labeled chlorine down or something like that, but it's called sodium thiosulfate. And this chemical is really strong, so be really careful when you're adding this to the pool, because if you add too much of it, you can zero out the chlorine and actually have a negative chlorine level. There's been some cases on my group where they took over a pool and they couldn't get the chlorine level to hold. And they found that the former pool company more than likely put a ton of sodium thiosulfate in the pool because the customer didn't pay them or whatever happened. And so it was a big mess to kind of turn that around. You can do other things to lower the chlorine level. And the easiest thing to do with a saltwater generator is overproducing is just to turn it off and leave it off for a few days. And more than likely the chlorine level will start to drop down unless it's like at an extremely high level. And then of course you're going to have problems where you're going to have to add something to the pool. Probably a safer alternative to adding the sodium thiosulfate is to add ascorbic acid. And you can get this online. You can get maybe a couple pounds of it. And this will also help remove any stains on the pool surface. So it kind of has a dual effect. And the ascorbic acid will actually destroy some of the chlorine level in the pool. Some pool pros use sodium bromide. And this is a chemical that's used for algae. But if you put it in the pool without chlorine to boost it, it'll actually destroy some of the chlorine level. But others frown on using sodium bromide to lower the chlorine level. The easiest thing you can do is probably let it dissipate over time by just turning off the saltwater generator and not turning it on until it gets to a lower level. Unless it's like extreme, like 30 parts per million, then you may want to use the chlorine reducer. And I think it's something that you want to use sparingly because it can neutralize the chlorine in the pool pretty rapidly. And sometimes you can overuse it. But basically, adjust the chlorine level in the pool by turning down the output on the saltwater system and maybe turning it off for a period of time until the chlorine level gets low enough. Now, of course, opposite of that is too low of a chlorine level, and this could be a lot of other factors, but I'll cover that in a different podcast when we talk about low chlorine in a saltwater pool. Let me switch gears real quick and talk about the other effect of a saltwater generator, which is very high pH in the pool. And this is something that's just a byproduct of it actually producing the chlorine. It's going to raise the pH in the pool. And you probably have read stuff about it, why this happens, but it's basically causing the pH to rise at a rate that's much higher than any other form of chlorine added to the pool. I think even more than Cal Hypo. If you add a lot of Cal Hypo, the saltwater generator is going to raise the pH higher. How rapidly does it raise the pH in the pool? It really depends on the pool surface type and how new the plaster is. If the plaster is brand new, you're going to have a lot of problems with the pH anyway in general, because the plaster is curing and it's going to have a high demand, and you're going to have to keep adding acid to that pool while the plaster is curing. And if you have a saltwater generator in conjunction with that, the pH can be really off the charts where you can't even read it. I've had pools that are fairly new with the saltwater generators where it's like 8.4, but who knows what it actually is. This is before the photometers came on the market where you can actually get a good reading. A lot of the photometers go higher than that, so you can refer to those and get a more accurate reading of the pH. But generally speaking, during the week, the pH is going to creep up a lot more rapidly than if you're using another type of sanitizer. So as the saltwater cell is converting the salt, the chlorine, it converts the salt, sodium chloride, into chlorine, sodium hypochlorite, through a process called electrolysis. Now, this process can also produce high pH as a byproduct. And when they first designed these salt systems, they didn't really think about this, and it wasn't something on their radar. But then they realized that, hey, this is a little bit of a problem. And so they didn't have a solution for it. There's no way to kind of make this happen. Now, there are a few salt generators that I've seen that have like an acid pump attached to it. But I've really not seen anyone really address this beyond the smaller manufacturers that sell a saltwater generator with an acid pump. And it's something that makes some sense. The aeration is another reason why it rises. So you have the actual process itself and the aeration, which is, if you look at the salt cell itself, there's a lot of turbulence going on in there. You'll see bubbles, you'll see a lot of, you know, different things in there if it's clear. And that turbulence also adds to the rising pH of the pool. And of course, if you have water features like a spa spillway or any kind of other water feature, that's even exacerbating the problem even more. And then a third issue, which is very common, and this is something that people don't think about when they think about a saltwater pool and why the pH goes up so high, is that their alkalinity is too high. Now, what should you keep your alkalinity at? Now, there's a lot of debate in the industry and among pool pros. Some people say, well, keep it at 60. Others say, well, that's not a good level because it causes damage to the plaster, could cause discoloration. It's one of those things where I just don't think you should have your alkalinity in a saltwater pool over 100 parts per million. So keep it anywhere from 70 to 90. And then you're going to see that the pH is not going to rise as rapidly with the alkalinity in that range. It's probably lower than most people recommend. But I think if you keep it at 70, 80, or 90, you're going to have less of a pH jump from day to day, week to week. And it's a big help with the pH jumping. And then there's another thing you can do to the pool, which a lot of pool pros have discovered. And this is something that's going to really help with the pH going up rapidly in the pool. Now, there are three buffers in the water for the pH. You have your alkalinity, you have cyanuric acid, which is actually a buffer of sorts to pH. And then you have something called borates. And you can add borates to the pool anywhere from 30 to 50 parts per million. And having borates at that level acts as a third buffer with the pH. And so here you have a saltwater pool generating the salt, making the chlorine, I should say, with the salt. pH is rising, but you have your alkalinity at 80. You have cyanuric acid at maybe 80 parts per million. And then you have borates at 50 parts per million. All of those will help keep the pH from rising rapidly in the pool. Now, it's not a cure-all because it's still going to go up over time. And again, if the plaster is newer, it's going to go up more rapidly and at a higher pace. But this is a great way to kind of slow that down. One other thing you can do to help slow it down, and this is something when I mentioned at the beginning, you want to have a larger saltwater generator for your pool. So if you have a 15,000-gallon pool, having a, you know, Jandy TrueClear, which is rated for 33,000 gallons, is good. That's like double. If you have a Pentair IC40, that's double. Or if you have the Hayward T15, I remember what it was now, you have a 40,000 gallon rating on that one also. All of these help because you can actually lower the output down to about 30%. And this means that the generator is working only you know, 30%, which means, you know, when I do 50%, it's easy because then it's on for half an hour and off for half an hour. When you're at 30%, it's probably on for about 20 minutes and then off for 40 minutes. And this really helps because I mentioned that as it's generating the chlorine, it's going to cause the pH to rise. And so if you can cut that generating down to about 30%, you're really going to save on the pH rising in the pool versus if you had that saltwater system at 100%, then you're going to have, of course, it running for 100% of the time every hour, and having it turn off for 40 minutes every hour really helps reduce that pH from rising in that pool. Of course, turning off water features is also something you can do. Maybe have them on only on the weekends or when you're looking at your pool, and have them off all the other times. And if you have a variable speed pump, running it on a low enough speed where the saltwater generator is not going to turn on, which is below 1800 RPMs for the bulk of the day, maybe have the output higher if you wanted to, but then it's not producing during most of the time the pool is running. And this also helps with the rising pH and stopping it, or not stopping it, but slowing it down enough to where it becomes more normal. So having alkalinity low, you know, 80 parts per million, having enough cyanuric acid in the pool to protect the chlorine so that it's not, you don't have to overgenerate the chlorine. So 80 to 100 parts per million would be pretty ideal for a saltwater pool to make sure that the chlorine stays protected from the sun's UV rays. You don't need to have the output set really high. And then adding borates to the pool at 50 parts per million also helps lower that rising pH. And then cutting down the output is going to be another factor that will help reduce that. Nothing is going to stop the pH from rising in any pool, saltwater pool or just regular chlorine pool. And there's a lot of things you can do to your saltwater pool to kind of normalize it and make it like a regular chlorine pool on tablets or on liquid chlorine. And this is one way to do it. And I think if you adopt this method, you're going to have great results with the pH not rising as rapidly as it has in the past. Except for those two exceptions I mentioned, if you have a lot of water features running all the time, or if the plaster is anywhere from 1 month to 9 months old, even up to a year, it's going to have a higher acid demand, and so you're going to have rising pH in that case. But barring those two things, you can probably get a handle on the pH pretty easily by doing these things that I mentioned here. If you're looking for other podcasts that I've recorded, you can find those on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. Just go to the banner, click on the podcast icon, and you can listen to other podcasts at your leisure. And if you're interested in the coaching program that I offer, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week. God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.